You are listening to
Friends Next Door. What's up, guys? Welcome to Friends Next Door Season 5 inaugural episode. Woo!
Wah, 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 wah.
If we were a child, we're in kindergarten now.
Oh my god.
Five-year-old kids.
It was senior year last year. We're like, we're just senior year last year.
That's right.
So you were going to say that we graduated.
Yes, but I put us in kindergarten.
Both ways work. So,
indeed.
I would say, yeah, this is like first year of college, guys.
Yeah, something like that.
Five years in. Started in the pandemic.
Indeed.
Now we're 2024.
You almost said 2025, didn't you?
We've all grown so much. You guys have grown with us. We've grown with each other.
Yeah.
We fluctuated in, you know, three, four,
different
sounds
states.
Like a soccer formation.
What's a 3-4-3?
Like
three
different
people,
amount of people.
Then we have three people.
Okay. Okay.
You know, different
ebbs and flows, different apartments, different states,
different guests.
Crazy, guys.
So this is cool. I mean, I'm glad that you guys are back with us. Hopefully the same people and hopefully some new people.
Yeah.
So to kick off our fifth season, we want to talk about trust, guys. Namely, do you have trust issues? Do we have trust issues? Are we trusting people? I feel like we've spent a lot of time talking about a lot of topics and this one kind of escaped us, right? And I think it'll provide a lot of insight into how maybe you were raised or what kind of interaction you've had with your family, where your issues, if you have any, stem from. So I'm interested to find that out. I'm going to be questioning you guys, maybe each other.
Yes, I think it'll be
deeply,
fun.
Right?
Don't look at me like that. I'm scared.
Love it. You know? Love it.
I think the easiest one is like, do you have,
let's leave the bat.
Do you have trust issues?
Oh, okay.
It's coming up, but like, do you feel like you're a trusting person in general? Like,
Mia, what do you think about yourself?
And defining it like maybe with different people?
Yeah, it's honestly not that easy to answer.
Interesting.
Because I feel like
not
for
the answer. I thought you would have like, which is an interesting
answer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
please
elaborate.
Yeah, because okay, originally my immediate thought was like, I'm not a trusting person.
Right.
I do have trust issues.
Yes. That's my assumption, but we'll find out if this is correct.
Okay. But also, as I think about that question a little deeper, I'm like, I think it depends on the situation and it depends on like, who am I trusting?
I will be interested to hear from you, Mia, where you do have a lot of trust.
Yeah.
Where you are like, I'm very trusting in these scenarios.
Yeah.
And we'll get to it too. Maybe it's changed over the years. Maybe you started out more trusting and then something happened.
Totally.
Or vice versa. Maybe you became more trusting.
Mm.
Like I would assume, Kwan, you're similar to me where we're pretty trusting off the bat, would you say?
Yeah, I would say very trusting off the bat. And particularly, I mean, obviously in comparison to Mia, but with strangers, would you say you're pretty I would say I'm pretty trusting compared to the average person with strangers.
Dan just hit the brake just now.
I would
now.
Say like not stranger, stranger, like stranger danger situations, but like people I just meet that are acquaintances, I would say I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say like at work or somebody who I've come like, I don't know, like in my building, like let's say you're building staff. I don't know you that well, but I'm going to trust you, you know, or professionally, right? Like somebody else on the other side, another agent or people in my office. I have no reason not to trust you. I would say like strangers, I would started out maybe trusting and now I'm not. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, like if I get a strange phone call, I'm just going to hang up. I get a lot of strange phone calls, like a lot of scams, like actual people.
Yeah.
Or like they'll call about maybe like a listing I have. And I'm like, this sounds sketch. I'm going to go now and I'll just hang up.
I've definitely gotten less trusting as I've aged, but I'm still very trusting. So I used to be even more trusting, right?
Yeah,
I would give a lot of my time to people, to people. Yeah.
That's a really interesting point too, is like giving time. Cause maybe you're not like going along with a request, but like actually hearing them out, I think is also a huge act of trust. Cause we don't have that much time. So for somebody just to like take up your time, it's like not like trusting in a sense like I trust you with what I'm telling you. It's like, I'm trusting. I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, I also see it as maybe you're not giving them anything, like mm-hmm. trust you with whatever, but when somebody gives you their time, they kind of, there's an expectation set there that they can come back to you,
right?
And so I think that is why people don't give their time to people, because they don't want people to come to them. Particularly if you're introverted.
But we're talking about you talking to a stranger, or just like people that you interact with, or people that you, whose orbits are...
To answer the question, in general, I'm very trusting.
Okay.
And I would say,
I can see that as well.
With people who are strangers. I think that some people, I think a common answer to this would be like, I'm very trusting with people I know, but with people I don't know, I'm not trusting. I would say
you're also trusting.
I'm also trusting with people I don't know.
And you'll give them a chance, but let's say they do something to lose your trust, then you're not going to just.
Yes, I think why my and so again, I've gotten less trusting as I've gotten older, but also if I have a read mm-hmm. and I trust, I have a very strong trust of my gut, my own. Wow, trust yourself. Mm-hmm. That's another one we should talk about. So I do trust myself pretty well, and if there's anything there, I'm out. Like mm-hmm. if there's a weird. Expectation or yeah. a weird ask or you know, something that's I read the room and I'm like I'm walking right out.
Have you guys gotten scammed before?
That's a great question. Like a true,
not that I
actually like small
like
stuff.
A street scam.
Not no. a street
really?
Scam.
Really? I got a street scam once in my life.
Okay, can you tell us how that went?
Yeah.
So in college, and it's the classic hey, I need money for the bus, I got stranded.
Oh.
And then they go and
did they go up to you specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Like
how did you know you were scammed?
Because I went to the ATM with them, took out money.
Oh, and they ran.
Yeah, gave it to them. And then they'll be like, yo, I'll be right. Like, okay, so I think that particular scam, they're like, yo, I just need money to purchase something. Like, I was like 19. Like
fresh eye Dan.
And I was like very, you know, altruistic. I'm like, yeah, like if you need money, because they were like, I'll give it back to you. I just need to. It wasn't for drugs. If it was for drugs, I'd be like, no. But they made, you know.
But they how do you know?
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, long story short, went to the ATM, gave it to them, took it. They were like, I'll be back and I'll return your money to you. And they never did. And I was like, well, I just got a scam for, I think it was like 200, whatever my max was. $200.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, because they were like, yeah, it was like a lot. It wasn't like $20.
Wait, so they said that they need money to buy whatever ticket.
It was something.
Wait,
where
how
like,
did it become $200?
Because that's how much it costed. Because I trusted them.
Oh my goodness. Like,
and then they said they would give it back to you.
They give it back to me like right away because they just needed it.
I was going to say, the biggest, so two things that I can think of is like when my family, we drove down to like Atlanta and when you catch people in vulnerable positions, mm-hmm. We were trying to park, there was nowhere to park. Yeah. So this guy was like, oh, I'll park for you. I have a parking spot. Here's some money. But it was it was a scam.
It was a scam. Yeah,
but it was low. It was like $15. It was something really small. And then I have accidentally bought something on a site that was a scam, but also low.
Oh, I
like
have that below. Too. Mia would like this. I've purchased. Okay, so I've been scammed twice. So I'll always remember that. So now when...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and I was like really, I was very, I wanted to help people, right? When I was younger. So I was like, if I can help them, too trusting. That's like too trusting. I also, this is my own fault. I bought a counterfeit Celtics playoff ticket. This is like too good. So like it was in person, not online. And they were selling, say like if the deal is too good.
Too good.
It's not like $5. It was
it's $20.
Like a $300 ticket for like $80, right? So I'm like, oh, this just sounds
it could
like
be
a
real.
Good deal.
Yeah.
My friend and I bought right? And this gets even better. So our other friends had legit tickets. So they went through we got to the scanner, the person scanning it. Our other friends went through. They scanned me and my other friend, and it was like fake, and they turned us away. And we're like, bye, guys.
The saddest story ever.
And we're out like $80.
Yeah.
And this is like, again, like 2000 and, you know, this is like early. This is
how old were you at the time?
This was like, I was in college.
Okay.
So I think like this, 2019. I remember exactly. This was before the Celtics won their championship. This was like big three times. I mean, this is like 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was in a similar situation. Well, not similar, but when the Warriors were in town, uh-huh. not so long ago.
Oh, not so long ago.
Well, this was last week or something. Oh, this is when they came. No, but it didn't happen. But like we were talking about just going up to the stadium, to MSG.
Yep, and getting.
And then find and get tickets from scalpers or whatever.
You might.
We were thinking about it, but we were also like, how do we verify? Unless I can like go, like, you'll have to walk with me and then get the thing scanned.
Right. So
before I'm going to let you go. Like that's the only way I would do it.
There was no online StubHub. So the only way we can get a ticket was in person. Scalp from ticket scalpers.
Uh-huh.
My mistake is I've bought tickets from scalpers and they were legit.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that this was easy to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't.
Pure. Yeah. Yours too pure.
Have you ever gotten scammed?
I don't think so.
Have you ever almost gotten scammed?
No, but I remember when I was in Indo, me and my cousin went to see my cousin's son's basketball game.
Okay.
And it was
all
like
basketball.
It was like a basketball game, and then it was like at a random gym in this like really like narrow streets, so we couldn't really find parking. But we were late to the game already, and so my cousin just decided we were like looking for parking, and then just like your situation, there's this guy who just came out of nowhere and said, "I can help you park. I'll park your car." And then my cousin was so trusting. He was like, "Sure, here, let me give you my car key."
Steal the car?
We were like, I was like, are you sure we
you
can
gave it to oh
are
oh,
you sure you want to give this guy your car keys, like what are you like what
oh, yeah that,
and so
yeah, could have made off with your car.
Yeah, he was just like, ah, it's fine. And then we walked away, and I think he started thinking about it. My cousin was like, oh shit, yeah, like what did I just do? But luckily that guy was actually helping him. He didn't run away with the car.
It was fine.
Fortunately. Yes. Wow. But that could have gone a completely different way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So back to Mia. So you're saying you're probably not a trusting person.
With strangers, no.
Okay. But what about even with non-strangers?
Friends?
So
friends,
that's the thing. Okay, so with the people that I know, I'm generally trusting. Like if I think about it a little bit more, right? With like clients or people that I work with, it's generally, you know, I trust you by default until you prove me wrong.
Okay.
Even when I know that there could be some, I don't know, like things that it's just like it's to me, it's not really when they break your trust, it doesn't mean that they mean harm, but it's just at work there are conflicting interests, and it just so happens that your interest might be in conflict with their interests, and so it you know you can't always get what you want.
Do you feel like you're when you were younger you were more trusting?
I think when I was younger, I was less trusting.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. This makes sense, and because usually Mia's progression has been opposite of ours. Yeah. That makes sense.
And this is specifically pertaining to self.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Explain.
Wait, say that.
Like self-trust.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like
okay.
Trusting myself more.
So you used to trust yourself less.
Yeah.
And you used to trust other people less?
I think when I say generally I have trust issues, it usually has something to do with relationships.
Just like specifically,
I think trusting myself in this case is more along the lines of I trust myself to do well in in situations, or like even if I'm thrown into like a new circumstances or new environment or a new situation.
Okay.
I think I would trust myself more now that I would be able to like handle things well.
Okay.
Versus before, because I feel like I didn't really have self-esteem back then. So I would just think of the worst possible scenarios. Mm-hmm, that's usually my default. But then now
you're confident in yourself
that
changed. You can navigate this situation.
Yeah.
And end up with like a good result versus like the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. What about you, Quan? Like, are there times in your life younger where you feel like your trust was tested, like your belief system in that, like trusting other people, like anything family-wise or sibling-wise?
So I think that's the thing. That's why I've been able to, I think if you have been betrayed over and over again, mm-hmm. that's where your trust erodes, right? I don't think I have ever felt like I was betrayed mm-hmm. because part of it is because, not to say people haven't done bad things, people have done bad things, but part of it is like you got yourself, I knew I put myself there. Mm-hmm. I knew I trusted them. So for example, like, so going off the relationship train, I'm probably somebody that gives a lot of chances, but I know that I gave them the chance.
Right.
And so part of it, because I wanted to, I see potential. I'm going to mm-hmm. try to see it through. If it's not there, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've never had like a malice base. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like somebody was trying to like dig it in and right. like stab you in the back.
So I would define that as like being pretty trusting, especially yes, if it's like yes. over and over again.
Yes.
I would say like maybe even more.
Yes. So
I got burned once. I'm back for more.
No, literally I had a conversation yeah. recently because I was like, oh, wow. I recognize like, man, I go back into the fire. And sometimes, but sometimes it's like, can you handle it? And yeah. and then can you not handle it, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's worth it to go back into the fire, yeah. to like grab people out and fight. And sometimes it's not. It's not. So here's the thing. When somebody does something, though, mm-hmm. bad, I'm like, no, I'm out and I leave.
Right.
Would it have been ideal to avoid it? Right. Maybe, but maybe not. I don't know.
I have an interesting take on this because I feel like, yeah. like I definitely agree in that if somebody does something that's really bad, like you should not be with them, let's say. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going for it, like putting yourself out there over and over again. And if you get hurt, I feel like it can make you stronger, because I feel that most people would like if they got burned a couple times, then they could like shut off more, and that could be worse for their long term.
Yeah, actually, I just had this reflection because what you were saying, Mia, that you trust yourself more now. Mm-hmm. So if I think about it just from a relationship lens, mm-hmm. just exactly what you just described, right? They like block everybody off and yeah. they, so I kind of did do that.
Right. Okay.
Because like I was dating.
Before your current relationship.
Before my current relationship, yep. I was okay. dating, and then I didn't date for a year.
Like how many years?
Year,
3 years?
More years.
Than 3 years?
Oh yeah. More, like almost like okay. over double, like a long, long time.
More than five years. No date in 5 years?
Yeah. Yes. 6 years.
No, nothing wrong with that.
It's a very long time. Yo. But it was also something okay. that like, so part of it yeah. was like, I think it was both, right? It was like right. a trust thing and also like a protection. Mm. And like, I blame myself for a lot of the things. Mm. But if we focus on the trust part, it was like, I probably didn't have to wait so long. I mean, I'm everything happens for a reason, right. whatever. But I did not, it's relationships are very hard. And I was like, I don't know if I can like stick up for myself or like have these hard conversations or like, I don't know if I know what I want. Like, you know, like there's a lot of things you got to figure out. So right. I was very happy to not be in one.
Right.
And so, but as a result, right. As a result of maybe, I don't know if it's all because of I trusted too much though. I think it was also like I was just bad at it. Like I think that's it was fair. A combo. So
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
why are you both looking at me?
I mean, I think like in general, yeah, I haven't had any issues with people. Like no one's like ever betrayed me, and if they did, or like you know, sometimes you get hurt, things don't go your way, but it just kind of rolls off my back. So. I'm just like, I guess I'm still a very trusting person, but for sure now, because I have E and you know, her family and my family, I no longer look at it like, oh, if something is done harmful to me, mm-hmm. that's fine. I was right. always like, but now if it can trickle off to them, mm-hmm. then I really have to like,
yeah.
You know, make sure that we don't say like, I don't get scammed for even, you know, like for a larger thing, you know, or like, you know, like sometimes her grandma could potentially get scammed, you know?
Right. So oh yeah. That happens.
Make sure. Yes. So now that trusting strangers now is definitely a much bigger thing in my book.
Totally.
You know, where people, a lot of times they would try to flag me down. In the past, I'd talk to them.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, nope. Nope. Especially if I have her and her grandma with me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
We got our thing to do, you know. And because originally I would probably stop and be like, hey, guys. Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help you. Yeah. Yeah, I can help you.
Yeah.
Also, we live in New York, and there's a lot more scammy things.
Yeah, all scams.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, relationship, obviously, I've been married for a long time. Before that, I had a relationship, so I never really had, like, relationship trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I would say, if in the relationship you, I'm not even talking about cheating, but, like, somehow, how do I explain this? Like, if I feel like there's something that you did to me. Okay, this is hard to explain. Like, I have like broken trust.
And it's, you have not, had your trust broken, no, or you've broken
don't
somebody
trust
else's.
The other person as much. It's
okay,
more like
you've had your trust
it's
broken.
It's more like, you know what? It's like I don't feel the same. Like I don't feel the same way about you anymore. Because this is hard to explain. So they didn't cheat on me. They didn't. It's like, I feel like we don't have a future because you
make bad decisions.
No, you don't support me 100%.
Like in a way, don't like,
I don't, so I don't trust this to go to the finish line.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So
if you break that trust, it's very hard for me to come back from that. And it would have nothing to do with like cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. In a weird way, like if you cheat, if we're like together already, like I'm like, if we're married and somebody cheats on me, I'd still like figure out what was the cause.
Right.
But like if it's more like if you don't support me fully.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to get over.
Yeah.
Because we're in this together.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It sounds like you view the other one almost as like a blunder, like a mistake that we can get back from.
That's right.
Versus
for me,
like,
at least, yeah.
You don't accept me as like a partner.
It's like a deep root. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like a very deep rooted thing of like, can we be together?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like people may make mistakes all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know, depending, because maybe I wasn't a good husband and caused you to do that, you know, whereas like if I'm trying my hardest and you don't see that, and then you don't support me on something and it's our future, then I'm like, do we have a future? Obviously it's not the case anymore. Right. But yeah, like before that, you know, I would definitely, it was like going through my mind.
Okay.
We're like, am I really?
I was going to ask for you, Dan, is there, so in terms of rank, it sounds like strangers are at the bottom, your relationship's at the top. Do you think that family and friends are pretty equal in terms of trust?
I don't, so it's really weird. Like over the years, I don't need trust from friends or family. This is like,
say more.
Like, I look for trust in my relationship because that's very important. I almost don't look for it anywhere else, nor do I care. It's just, it's a weird thing. Like for example, friends. I mean, if you don't want to be my friend anymore, it's not going to affect my ability to trust people.
Well, I think that's two different things, right? So like versus not wanting to be your friend versus like your friend's a liar. You don't trust, or like, that's how I think about it. Okay. Like you can't trust, they're unreliable. You can't trust your friend. Like they're unreliable or like.
So
I think the trust that you were referring to and the trust that you were asking about may be like going in a different direction. I think you're saying like your friend's trust in you, but I think what you're asking is like.
Trusting them.
Yes, trusting them.
So, okay, let's answer. Okay, so I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Usually, like, I'm never in a situation where I need you. If I rely on you for something and you don't do it, I'll still be your friend. I just know that you stink at this thing. And I will not trust you with it next time. So I always put the onus on me. I've got friends I need your help on this. Cool. Let's say it didn't work out. Cool. I'm not going to ask you again. Right? Family, too. Like family, friends, coworkers.
Okay.
So I put them all in a separate category.
Okay,
So yeah, like strangers at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's no reason why I need to trust you at all. Right? Because I'm also never in a situation where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I lost my car. I don't know. Like I'm just never in that situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
I would hope that if I ever was in that situation, a stranger would trust me enough and vice versa, but it'd be hard, right?
Interesting. Nowadays, I'm like, we hope we get the trust of strangers, but we don't trust as much.
I think I recently had a situation where like I didn't have my wallet or something. I was like, yo.
And then you had to borrow something?
I think I told Mia,
I had like a, this was a trust in the universe. The universe, this might be trust in the universe, which then like trickles into like strangers.
Yeah.
But it's like, I lost my wallet walking to Queens Plaza in the rain, like in rain today.
Recently,
wow. Maybe 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I was like, I was walking back home. I got back home. I paid for something with my wallet. Mm-hmm. So on the walk from after paying and walking back home, I lost it somewhere. Mm. The walk's less than 10, maybe 10 minutes.
Mia picked it up.
No. Are you ready? No. So
that's
then
K-drama
I'm like,
stuff.
Then I was like, okay, let me go. I need to get in my building. I can't get in my building because my card and my wallet. I was like, oh my gosh. What the heck? So then I go back into the rain, looking in like the puddles and all this stuff. And I go back and forth. Like I was like, maybe I was like jumping too much or like running across the street to make the light. Can't find it. I'm like, well, this is just how it is. I go into my apartment, maybe an hour and a half later, my door rings. I go down to the front door and I see my wallet on the desk and this girl had brought my wallet to my building
because
her friend had found it by the station and that they must have recognized my apartment from the card.
Okay.
And you have to be local because only local people know the names of the buildings.
Interesting.
Even to live there.
Exactly. They have to live literally next door because like I don't know anything in like a different borough even, right? So I was like, oh my gosh. So like trust in the universe the divine. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's a great.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because that's a very like trust in the universe. That's like another trust. Like, do you trust that
things will
turn out okay?
Yeah.
Because that's like a whole nother.
That's another one. Anyway,
but I feel
sorry.
Like, Mia, would you say like right now you're like a trusting person? Or you're still like, not really. Or you have to like earn my trust?
No, I mean, I feel like I don't really take it seriously like that and that you have to earn my trust. Mm-hmm. Otherwise I won't spend time with you. I won't talk to you. I won't interact with you. Mm-hmm. I think I just don't really think about it like that. But like by default, it's innocent until proven guilty. Right. Cause like the worst, and we're talking about people that we know, not just strangers.
Right.
So I think in that sense, I guess I am a pretty trusting person in general.
If you went on a date with a stranger, like what's your level of trust at that point?
That this person does not turn out a psycho?
Yeah, like, or
turn
maybe
out
just
to be
like,
a psycho?
Like if they, however they come off, you're like, okay, I'm trusting that this is going okay. Maybe we'll go out again.
Or, yeah, yeah.
You know, or you're more skeptical.
I think one date is not enough for me to sort of form that opinion in my head.
But you're not going to run, though. Just if you see something where you're like, this could be an issue. And then you're just like...
It depends on
the date. Right? Yeah, it really depends.
Well,
depends
I haven't
on
been
the
on a date in a long time, guys. So I don't know.
I would say that it's pretty normal to have a pretty low bar and high skepticism on the first one because
like
if it's a stranger.
Before Joe?
Yeah.
You were dating, right?
Yeah.
When you came to New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was your trust level there?
I think you have to go in on guard a little, honestly, because one, it's your time. It's also, if you're doing it intentionally, right, you're trying to be vulnerable. You're trying to actually share about yourself.
On the first date?
I was, because I'm like, I'm trying to like get this along.
Yeah, wait, you wouldn't share that on the first date? Not like deep,
not
darkest
like,
secret.
Exactly.
No, okay.
Because like, we're not trying
you
to
gotta reveal.
Yeah, you got to try. And because I'm like, I'm not trying to waste my time. I'm trying to like get, like find a connection.
Yeah, otherwise, if I'm the guy, I'm like, man, she's not giving me anything.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you give out on a first date?
Minimum.
Like information-wise?
I think minimum intentions. You got to like a vibe for like, I'm doing this intentionally. Uh-huh. What is your, what are you, doing this for fun? Are you, are you open to something long-term? Like at least getting a vibe of that.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean like.
So, no, but what about like personal stuff?
I mean, I'd be pretty open.
I'd be pretty open if they asked.
Yeah. Like how.
Cause this is the whole point.
So hold on. I mean, give me an example though. Like what kind of personal.
Well, maybe, wait, do you have a question? Like give me an example question.
Any question I would probably answer. Especially,
there's no question. Yeah, question I wouldn't answer.
So would you? Okay,
okay. Ask
would
me
you,
a question.
Would then. You say I don't want to answer that question?
No, no, no. Ask me a question.
Actually, or maybe,
maybe say it like that. You might say. You might say like, that's like a fourth date thing.
No, okay. Like if there was a question that made it uncomfortable.
So guys, okay. Do not take dating advice.
Okay. So okay, here's the thing. Okay, I think I see what you're saying. If there's a question where you're like, that's maybe I'm a little bit uncomfortable. But so there's very
family
little
stuff. I probably wouldn't talk about family stuff.
Why not? Like, it's not even about you. Yeah,
but it's about my family. Like see, I would talk yeah, about. I would talk about things like
they
want to
know about your family.
And
interest.
Like the things.
Oh,
that
okay. So simple thing on a date. So I'll be like, oh, so do you come from a large family?
Like, yeah. Is that too
right?
personal?
That's a very
super
common date question.
Easy.
Right? Tell me about your family.
Because
if they said it like that,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. I probably share surface level information, right. But like I don't think I would go deeper than that.
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. Yeah.
Because it's sounding like you wouldn't, it's, yeah, like basic stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but so what
I'm the oldest of three girls.
I'm from Indonesia.
you know, my parents live here now. They recently came. I don't know if you do this, Mia, but I probably would say
I have two sisters and they live this my family or my parents live here, but then I wouldn't say they recently moved and we're doing doing that. Like I would just give give me the elevator pitch version.
Okay, so as a guy, no, I think it helps as a guy. I don't need like, I'd be like, tell me about. It's like you and your dynamic. Like, tell me about your family. Like, you have a big family? You come from a big family? You'd be like, not really. You know, it'd be like a conversation.
I never get asked, like, tell me about your family dynamics.
Maybe these guys just don't know how to ask questions. I'm sorry. Like,
So going back to it, where the trust starts to break down for me, I think it's really easy. I think it's really natural to have. I know. I think it's really natural to have low trust on the first date because so many people are in it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
That's why my guard is like, I'm trying to weed out, right? Who's here to like be real. And right. then if I get a sense that, okay, they're trying to be intentional. They're also trying. Mm. Look at that. I will open up. I will, cause I want to like, right. I want to get somewhere.
This is a deeper dating compatibility thing. Actually, I just realized the questions that person asks you speaks a lot about the person.
Exactly.
They are.
Totally.
The reason
totally.
Why I would even want to know about somebody's family because
totally.
Family is important for me.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But if
yes.
I don't care, I'm not even going to ask.
Yeah.
But like the reason why I would always ask that is I'm curious, like what's your
How do you talk about your family?
Yeah.
Like you know,
how,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
totally.
How close you guys are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and I'm not looking for like, we're really close or we're not. I'm mm-hmm. just like curious.
Observe, literally you know? Information. That's
yeah.
it. So...
But
I can,
maybe, I don't know, maybe you're like, are they going to judge? You know, maybe you, when somebody asks you something, I never think about my answer. For example, my wife is the opposite. You ask her a question, she's already thinking like,
what do you want?
Like, are you going to judge me by my answer? So she might like control her answer.
Mm.
Whereas for me, I'm just like, yeah, I'm an open book. Like,
yeah.
what do you want to
talk
about?
Yeah.
I really don't, I don't think I've ever talked about like family stuff. Yeah. It's usually like,
surface level thing.
Yeah, like yeah. especially on the first date, not that much information
interesting.
Shared
interesting.
On the first date.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All yeah. right.
But I think it's really hard to have trust in the beginning uh-huh. of with a stranger when you're dating. So mm-hmm. from a relationship standpoint, I think it can be hard to get there in this modern dating age.
Okay.
But so where there's more trust formed, right, mm-hmm. is when it's friend of a friend through mm-hmm. like somebody you already know. That's where like high trust can right. easily be formed.
So I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Growing up in your adolescence, like let's say from the ages of 6 to high school, who would you say you trusted the most between like
Ooh.
schoolmates, teachers, guidance counselors, strangers, family members, brothers and sisters, significant others. Like, what shaped your, like, who did you put a lot of trust into, and how would they maybe have shaped your concept of trust today?
Ooh.
While you're thinking, I guess, for me, like, my teachers were a huge source of trust, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. the school I went to, we had a very close relationship with our teachers. We called them by their first names.
Mm.
We all went on, it was like a very alternative program. Mm. So we all went on a field trip every year where us and the teachers became very close, and like we would talk about a lot of things and also like create together, say, a piece of art, like a play or whatever. And they mm-hmm. then they were always very open, like, okay, well, if you have any questions, you can come into my office anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be very upfront. So to me, like, my teachers were a huge source of trust, those particular ones.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. whatever they said had a lot of weight in my mind.
Yeah. I was going to say similarly, teachers. And for me, it was friends. Like I had I shared a lot. I mm-hmm. loved the camaraderie of friendship. Mm-hmm. It was less so at home. If I had to choose somebody at home, it would be my mom.
Yeah.
But like, I think from 6 years old, mm-hmm. right to high school, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's like friends. It's friends and teachers.
What about your younger brother? Because he's too young.
He's too young.
Because you're the older one.
I had to do everything.
Yeah. What about, did you date in high school?
I didn't.
Because I didn't.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I was a nerd and a geek. Yeah. I couldn't find somebody. Not because there were, but no, like some of my closest friends, I would say their high school relationship was very important, because at the time, like high school, if you had a relationship, it's like a big deal, you know. So maybe that person.
What a world of right? difference.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about you, Mia?
Me? I think for me, it was mostly friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back in, you know, middle school, junior, high school, I had my posse.
Mm.
Okay.
There were 7 of us.
Whoa.
Like just all girls, and we would hang out pretty often. And so that was just like my group of people that I spent a lot of my time with. Right. But also at the same time, I'm pretty, like, I don't really share my feelings. Uh-huh. Or like, just like we were talking about, I don't really share information about family on a first date and stuff. So there are things that, no matter how close I am with my friends, that I can't really talk about.
Oh,
so for those things, I talk about it with my sister.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Okay, yeah. It's friends and sister.
Okay.
How do you, maybe this is your next question. Mm-hmm. How has it shifted now? Maybe like who is like the person, the people,
right.
like for example, for you is like, is it still like with friends, like in your circle now, like still can't get there, it's still like it's got to be somebody in the family that will understand.
It depends. I think I've branched out a little bit. And then I have friends that I confide in,
right?
So
I would say like similar to you in high school, because your friends are very important, you would tell them everything and you would really trust their opinion on stuff. I think in my older age, I would say I pretty much don't go, the close friends that I still have, I pretty much don't ask their advice on anything. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I feel like I'm mature, like I'm my own person now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And I feel like in the past, I would put too much importance on what they thought.
Mm.
And it was not good for me.
Mm.
And it was a big realization for me growing up, because I would say they were the most important things in my life. And then I realized, wait, when you get older, you know, the unit becomes like you and your... So I shifted from the most important thing eventually will be me and my spouse. So if not even my parents, not even my friends. So if anything hurt that relationship, because we're going to be the future, right? And then our kids. So that's it. That's the pyramid.
Mm.
So everything else, I don't care. Friends, even family, like, great, thanks for raising me. Like, you're my family. But like your opinions mean nothing to me. My friends' opinions mean nothing to me. My coworkers, nothing. I only need the validation of my significant other.
Mm.
So literally like everything else, like, yeah.
Well, that makes it easy.
Like I respect
just
your opinion.
Just one person. Mm-hmm.
But I don't need like, you know, I'm open. It's not like I don't tell you stuff. But it's like, I just don't need to know what you think. I don't need to know your opinion on it.
Like, I'm just telling you this. Yeah. I'm not looking for.
Yeah, if you want to talk about it, right?
Because so the way that you are consistently talking about it is like people having trust in you. Trusting, yeah. Like,
that's why the when acceptance. You ask me, it's yeah. like, because I don't have, I don't need trust from other people anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if you like screwed me over at work, great. I'm not going to work with you again. Mm-hmm. You know, or yeah. friends wise, like if you let me down, depending on it, like if our friendship's rock solid, I'm going to be like, okay, like chalk it up to, all right, not going to come to you again. You know? But we'll still be friends.
Yeah.
For example, yeah. If you did something where, you know, me and my significant other, something like she got mad or it affected her, I'm like, oh, that's not, we're going to have to check this relationship. Because if you're going to be a source of headache for my spouse, I'm going to, that's it. I will cut you out. So I guess in a way, like my trust, yeah, like it's gotten less. Because my priorities have shifted.
Yeah, that's fair.
Interesting chat, guys.
Interesting chat.
Oh my gosh. We've talked about this for a while. I feel like this was a very easy one for us. We could talk about this for a while.
But I think it also evolves. And I didn't realize how much it does evolve in people over the years.
And it's not as simple as it sounds, because when we originally say, do you have trust issues? I was like laughing. I'm like, yes.
But if
you peel off the questions and then there's like all these layers underneath that.
Yeah. There's different like flavors of it too, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the trust that you have in others and opposite, the trust that somebody has in you. So yeah, that's.
Man.
That's it. That's all.
With that said.
Yeah. We hope you like this first episode of the season. We're back, guys. Yeah. We're back.
Back, guys.
And thank you so much for keeping us in your podcast queue.
Thanks for listening.
Oh.
To deliver you entertainment. Maybe a little advice.
With that, we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.